Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. From the Mirror, Prince Harry's pals from Eton and the army have branded him hypocritical and are worried that he could ruin their family lives and careers with new revelations from his past in his memoirs. While the Duke of Sussex has demanded loyalty from his friends and even chucked people out of his friendship group for talking to the press, he now has been outspoken in regular interviews he has given to the US media. Many of his older friends reportedly feel it is rich of him to have insisted on them respecting his privacy if he now talks openly about them in his autobiography that is due to be released next year. It has led to some being allegedly ready to hit back by publishing uncomfortable stories about him. A friend told Daily Mail, "It feels very hypocritical given Harry chucked people out of his friendship group for talking to the press. There is a fear that he's going to reveal details of his hedonistic youth, which some worry will play havoc with their careers and personal lives." A source also said, "If Harry slams any of his old school and military buddies in his new book, they have pledged to break ranks to tell their story." Some pals are reportedly upset that Harry hasn't been in touch with them or responded to messages, and this has ramped up their concern about what he may say. From the Daily Mail, a friend of Harry's has claimed that Harry fears turning into another Prince Andrew, at least on the irrelevant front. "Harry has always been in such a rush to make an impact, because he thinks he has a limited shelf life before the public want to hear more from George and his siblings, and he worries that after that, he'll turn into his uncle." Meanwhile, the royal family have very real fears that Prince Harry's book deal could destabilize the monarchy by undermining Charles' reputation and disrupting the transition which is slowly preparing the country for the succession, the Mail on Sunday reported. A source claims there was anger and disappointment among courtiers that the Queen faces anxiety over the memoir just months after the death of her husband, Prince Philip. It is said senior palace officials have decided not to respond publicly to Harry's announcement because they fear fanning the flames amid the rift between him and his family. Palace aides are not confident that Harry and Meghan will give the royals an advance copy or tell them about the content, the report added. Buckingham Palace declined to comment. Palace Intrigue will be right back. TV presenter Jonathan Dimbleby called Harry and Meghan vicious, cruel, and horribly self-serving. According to the Daily Mail, Dimbleby told an audience at the Buxton International Festival in Derbyshire this week, "I think that the interview was a very great shame. I think it did great damage of a kind that was undeserved to the royal household and specifically to the Queen and her family. I believe a lot of the insinuations he made were not consistent with fact." From Marie Claire, royal biographer Duncan Larcombe, author of Prince Harry, The Inside Story, says Will and his wife, Kate Middleton, are sending a secret message to Harry and Meghan in response to the interview through their recent engagements and statements. Larcombe says Will and Kate have been sending a very clear response to the claims through their actions. In particular, he pointed to a statement William released personally on Twitter earlier this month in response to racist attacks footballers Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho and Bukayo Saka faced on social media after the Euros final. William and Kate are definitely on the charm offensive right now, and it's working. While William has always spoken out against racism, his statement this time was really powerful and especially relevant after Harry and Meghan's accusation about the royal family. Larcombe said of the tweet, "William and Kate have kept a dignified silence, but now they're letting their actions do the talking. It's almost as if they're sending a secret message to Harry and Meghan saying, we're going to keep going. We're still here. We're not backing down. We're carrying on. It's a message to Harry that life continues, with or without him." And let's check back in on the Australian man who's adamant that he's the illegitimate son of Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles. From Indie100.com, Simon Durante Day, 55, took to Facebook to share a picture of his son placed alongside two photos of the Queen, one when she was younger and another more recent. Captioning the post, an interesting comparison. He was clearly urging viewers to spot a family resemblance between his teenage boy's smile and that of England's monarch. And they duly did, one wrote. "I see a mouth and nose similarity, maybe face shape and hair color also." Another commented that the teen was the double of the Queen in her older years. And a third said, "For sure you would have to be blind or bloody ignorant not to believe they are related." Last week, Durante Day shared a follow-up montage, including a snapshot of himself next to Prince William. Commentators flocked to voice their amazement at his similarity to the Duke of Cambridge. OMG, the likeness to Williams is amazing. I thought it was two pics of Simon, one gushed. My goodness, you and William are twins, said in a second. And another agreed, amazing family resemblance. The evidence is becoming overwhelming. Toronto Day was born in April 66 and was adopted by a family who had connections to Buckingham Palace. His adoptive grandparents were Winifred and Ernest Bolden, both of whom had worked for the Queen and Prince Philip. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Ballast Intrigue. And good times.